Welcome to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern with your host, Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man. Tony is a nationally acclaimed speaker, trainer, and real estate expert. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is brought to you by Extreme Realty Team, a full-service real estate company. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is your source for news, trends, and information on today's real estate market. For all your real estate needs, call Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290. And here's your host, Tony Martinez. All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Tony Martinez. I am the Real Estate Answer Man, and you're tuning into the Real Estate Answer Man Show. We are heard live Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for joining us. I think we have folks tuning in from all over the great state of Florida, where I'm based, and all over the country as well, because we have two very special guests. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time taking their time, but I just want to kind of bring you up to speed. If you're just joining us for the first time, what this show is all about is about all things real estate. And we have some incredible guests lined up for the rest of March. So just very, very quickly, I just want to mention that in addition to the two great speakers we have today, guests, which is one, Sherry Meadows, who's on the line right now with us, and she'll be coming on in just a second, and also Ryan Moore to talk about how you can buy investment real estate using a self-directed IRA. Next week on the 18th, we're going to have Christine Ray, who is the author of Home Staging for Dummies. And what she specializes in is helping people, teaching people how by doing some changes, some staging, properly, you know, decorating and moving things around in the house to be in a certain position, a certain way, it can help property sell for much more and much more quickly. You don't want to miss that show. Also, the following week, toward the end of the month, on the 25th, we're going to have Phil Stevenson on, who is a certified reverse mortgage professional, talking about how you can buy a property if you are a senior, 62 years or over, you can buy a house using a reverse mortgage. And honestly, I didn't even know you could do that until a few months ago. I had always heard about reverse mortgages for refinancing. I didn't know that you could buy a property using a reverse mortgage and then not have a mortgage payment. So as you kind of get the idea, we have a tremendous lineup for the rest of the month, but on to the show at hand. So one of the things I've been very passionate about is the importance of making, of having a bill go through, a law pass that would correct a problem that happened with the flood insurance program. And those of you that have been with me for a while, you know that I've had in the past Mo Vesey, who is a spectacular individual and the former president of the National Association of Realtors, and also very passionate about the subject, about the importance of getting this legislation passed and why it's such a big deal for those of us that are both in the business as real estate professionals, but also the consumer who's facing these monstrous hikes in prices under flood insurance. Well, we've been making some progress, but I begged, I borrowed, I groveled to have Sherry join us here today. And Sherry Meadows is the 2014 president of the Florida Association of Realtors. And we're about 120,000 members strong. And folks, you don't climb to the top without having something special, without being someone that's totally committed to not just the industry, but to consumer. So Sherry, thank you for joining us today. You there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for asking me.
Okay. Well, listen, I know how busy you are, and I've pulled every string I could to get you to join us because I would love to give people an update on where we are on this legislation. And also, time permitting, there's another thing that's threatening our recovery and our market and people's well-being, and that is they keep wanting to tamper with the home interest or the mortgage interest deduction on us. And we can't let that happen. So let's start with the flood insurance. We've made some progress, but can you kind of fill people in on what the major issue there and what kind of went wrong to fill people in on the importance of getting this legislation passed?
Sure, I can help you. If I can take just a second maybe to introduce myself, I am the
president. Oh, forgive me. Absolutely.
And it is a 127,000 member organization of realtors across the entire state of Florida. I was actually born in Miami, so it's nice to be talking to somebody from that area. My parents loaded us up as kids in a station wagon and drove for greener pastures in Ocala, Florida. So I'm located in Ocala right now. I have been licensed since 18, and this has been my lifelong profession in real estate. Opened my own office 28 years ago, and then 2 years ago became the CEO of three Keller Williams offices in and around the villages Ocala and Gainesville. I absolutely love my volunteer side of this industry and also working with buyers and sellers every day also. So that's kind of a little bit about me. I live on a farm. I have three children and lots of horses and animals. But on to the subject of flood insurance. We have the House Bill 3370 that was passed by the House of Representatives recently. And this bill came about because the majority of affected homeowners in Florida who bought their homes in the 60s and 70s and need to stay in their homes versus being forced out by some of the unintended consequences of that Biggert Waters, that law that you said was passed by Congress in 2012. What the House bill does is actually provide a reasonable approach to solving the deficit that the NFIP, the National Flood Insurance Program, and a mechanism for keeping the real estate recovery moving. We feel that this bipartisan vote of 306-91 in passing this legislation shows that the congressional leaders on both sides get the real-life consequences, unintended as they were, from the Biggert Waters Act.
Okay,
so
Chair,
what this really is about is
making
the National Flood Insurance Program sustainable for the long term while allowing rates to increase more incrementally.
Okay. And if I could pause for a second, just in case for folks aren't familiar with the, it was well intended. The Biggert Waters Act was very well intended. The unexpected consequences, astronomical increases in flood insurance rates. And we've heard folks anecdotally talk about how their flood insurance went up to $85,000 for 1 year. And so that was definitely not the intent. So Now, my understanding is there's the House Bill 3370 that just recently was approved. The Senate version is the bill number is 1926. Though, isn't the next step now that they have to reconcile both?
Right. We found that the Senate bill, it was a great start, but it didn't limit the amount of increases. It didn't ensure that the policies that would be available would still be affordable. So the House bill brings all that into account. Just a little bit more about that bill, you know, the median price of a single family home in the Tampa St. Pete area in their MSA in January was $136,000. The people buying homes at that level are hardworking young families who they want to own their first home, or possibly it's retirees who want to downsize. And the new buyers, you can't say that they know what they're getting into, because the Biggert Waters Act created incredible uncertainty for these families. These buyers didn't know when to expect a new map, for example. They bought a property in one flood zone, yet this Biggert Waters Act, actually the rules of the game could change on them in just a few months or possibly a few years. Another case is a homeowner may have built a new home on an elevation recommended by FEMA, only to have those rules of the game change with the passage of the Biggert Waters Act. So there were very unintended consequences, and the House version makes the insurance much more affordable.
Okay. Now, when I've talked with Mo in the past, I mentioned Mo Vesey, the feeling I have is that the House was kind of always on our side to get this passed, but we had some very stiff opposition on the Senate side, which I was kind of surprised that the Senate version passed. So do you anticipate that we could still run into a problem when they attempt to reconcile both bills now?
I don't think so. I think with the, you know, the bipartisan vote of 306 to 91, that speaks volumes from the House on the, you know, the collaboration with both parties to make something happen so that flood insurance is affordable for folks. And we just, we don't need a disaster and a screeching halt to the economy because of not reconciling this. So I don't see that.
Okay. The other thing I had heard is, and I mean, you know, again, this changes from day to day. You know how politics are, but 2 or 3 weeks ago, the word from was that the White House was no way they were going to sign. If it should pass, they were going to sign. Then I started hearing that, yes, they would. So let's assume we get past, you know, Congress, goes before the president. What do you hear? Is he leaning toward signing it?
I haven't heard anything personally, Tony. I just can't imagine this not being signed. There's just so many folks that will live in uncertainty, and it will impact the economy. And I don't think that's what the president wants, and I don't think that's what the Senate wants. I think the House has come up with a great plan, and I think you'll see. I think you'll see. We have a lot of great folks at the National Association of Realtors in Washington, D.C. that are on top of this. And we also have friends in Congress we've developed relationships with. They understand what's going on with their constituencies out in their districts, and I believe that we'll see passage of it by the Senate and also the President.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm hoping and praying that you're right. And we're coming up on a break in about 2 or 3 minutes, but just to back up a little bit, as you were doing your introduction, so even with the responsibilities that you have, you know, being the president of the Florida Association of Realtors, you're still active in as far as the real estate business then, right?
Absolutely. This is my 33rd year in the business. 28 of those as a business owner with my own independent company, and the position that I have as CEO with Keller Williams with these three offices is a CEO and team leader. So I'm recruiting and talking with agents every single day, managing the three offices. My husband and daughter-in-law are still a selling team, the Meadows team with Keller Williams. So I am 24/7. Immersed in real estate and the impact that these decisions in Washington, D.C., as well as Tallahassee, have on our business and the boots on the ground day to day.
Well, good. I'm just thankful that you're not in my market. That way I'm not up against you. So thank you for being in Ocala and that area. So I'll just take the rest.
And always refer to each other, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. So how can people contact you? Because I want to make sure whether it's a consumer or a fellow professional, how can they reach you?
My email address is Sherry Meadows, that's SHERRIMEADOWS at KW.com. And they can reach my office at 352-369-4044.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So here's the other thing I want to make sure. You know, I'm very, very, very aggressive, and I don't know if you can tell that just, you know, over the phone, but I don't leave things to chance. Do we still need to be contacting our Congress folks, congressperson, and get very vocal about the fact that we want this to pass, or do we just kind of like coast the rest of the way thinking, hey, everything is going to be fine? What do you think?
No, I think we strongly contact them, and this is what we tell them. There are 7.4 million households in the United States that live in areas where flood insurance is mandatory, yet the National Flood Insurance Program only has 5 million policies. It's possible that many of the 2.4 million without flood insurance paid cash, or they've worked really hard to pay off their mortgage over time. In fact, we've heard, as realtors, that there are so many retirees who've paid off their home, but the uncertainty created by the implementation of Biggert Waters, it's caused the sale of their home to fall through or the value of their property, their retirement savings to decline significantly. You can also tell them that, you know, there's couples who want to retire and downsize, and now they're locked into their property if we don't do something about this. Because according to the New York Times, 75% of NFIP policies are dropped within the first 5 years. The real story should be whether those who were in flood-damaged areas of the country over the past few years actually have flood insurance. because Floridians pay in over $20 billion in flood insurance premiums, yet the claims from the NFIP to Florida property owners has been under $5 billion. So the rest of the country should be very pleased that Florida has been their friend over many years and helped prop up the NFIP. That's the stories we need to be telling our members of Congress.
I'll tell you, fantastic. Well, well said. So, folks, you're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show. I am very, very privileged to have Sherry Meadows with us as a guest. Sherry is the 2014 president of the Florida Association of Realtors, organization that's 127,000 members strong. We've been talking about the issues related to flood insurance, and I'm going to ask her to stick with us just a few more minutes. When we get back from this brief break, we're going to take on another very important topic, and that is the mortgage interest deduction and the threatening or the threats to try to take that away or limit that. So, folks, don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty Team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is Tony Martinez, and you're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show. We're heard Tuesdays live from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Any questions you have while we're on the show live, you can call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Any other time, call our toll-free number. Rings to our office. You can reach me directly, 800-719-7290. That's 800-719-7290. Today's show is a great one. I am joined by Sherry Meadows, who is a 2014 president of the Florida Association of Realtors. We've been talking about the importance of the passage of the bills before Congress right now to go ahead and kind of roll back the flood insurance mess that we have. So it sounds like we're in good hands. We're heading in the right direction. I only have Sherry for a few more minutes. I'd like to kind of shift gears and talk about another threat to our fledgling recovery as an economy, and that is plans to try to limit the mortgage interest reduction. So, Sherry, you still with us there?
I sure am, Tony.
And so whose idea, whose great idea is it to take what is a fledgling recovery and threaten it by impacting what is essentially one-fifth of the economy, which is what the real estate industry represents? What's going on there?
Well, in February, the House Ways and Means Chairman Dave Camp, who's a representative out of Michigan, he released a long-awaited plan to reform the federal tax system. So we are very disappointed, and we oppose this plan that he released and unveiled in February.
Okay. Well, being from Michigan, they've done a great job of running that state, right? So we've seen how things are working out over there, huh? We don't have anybody from Michigan listening to the show, do we? Okay, good. Sherry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you kind of blanked out there for a second. So when you say we talk about we as an organization, we as realtors, we feel that if this is allowed to go through, it would be detrimental. What is it that what kind of damage would it do to our economy if this were to go through?
Well, the plan was released as a discussion draft only, rather than as an introduced bill. But you know, the discussion draft, even though it's not legislation, it could be a vehicle to bring forward in the future to really have an impact on the mortgage interest deduction and future tax reform bills. It could be, you know, tucked into it. When I say we, I say that means the National Association of Realtors. And across the United States, there are over 1 million members in the National Association of Realtors. So we are all standing strongly opposed and unified. We actually support reform that promotes economic growth. You've mentioned this, Tony, that it would have a huge impact on us. But we really oppose severely altering the rules that govern ownership and investment in real estate. It's that simple. You talked about it. Real estate powers almost one-fifth of the U.S. economy. Real estate employs more than 17 million Americans. And real estate contributes a quarter of all federal and state tax revenue, and as much as 70% of local taxes. We're very disappointed with several of the provisions contained in Chairman Camp's tax reform draft. And in that, he proposes limits to mortgage interest deduction and capital gains, and the repeal of deductions for state and local property taxes. This would just have a huge, huge impact, and we stand to continue fight this. It is truly realtor advocacy in its greatest form on Capitol Hill if they continue to attack the mortgage interest deduction. We're going to carefully analyze the details of the chairman's plan so that we can educate Congress and the public about his plan and how it impacts homeowners, consumers, and both realtors that work with residential and commercial real estate.
Okay, well, I know you guys are definitely keeping a close eye on it, and I know maybe there might be some folks listening and saying, I don't get it. What's the big deal? And, well, one of the financial benefits of owning your own property is that what you pay in interest is a tax write-off. Just imagine if that were reduced or if that were limited. Or when you're selling a property, instead of having if the capital gains is affected, and means normally they're going to make it so you're paying more taxes, then people start looking elsewhere in terms of other investment vehicles. So the combination of whether it's the primary homeowner or an investor, they're tampering with something that Cher, I don't know if it's like your market may be different from mine, but some of the people down here, they're really acting like everything is okay and the market has recovered so well that nothing can hurt us now. And I don't believe that to be the case. I believe that we have to be exceptionally careful because it wouldn't take much to slip back or do a double dip in terms of what we went through. Do you agree with my assessment?
Well, I agree. Right now, our inventories are low in the entire state of Florida. Our month supply of inventory is at 5.6 months. You know, a balanced market for buyers and sellers is 5.5. We're stabilized. We're seeing everything that needs to go up, such as the number of closed sales. We're seeing new pendings going up. And then we're seeing the median sales price go up, you know, 12% across the state. From January of last year to January of this year, you know, what's going up should be going up, what's going down should be going down, and I believe that if you tamper with the mortgage interest deduction, you are going to have a huge impact on our economy, just absolutely devastating. We'll become a country of renters. What would be the benefit for not having the mortgage interest deduction for our taxes? Of course, we know home ownership strengthens families, brings in stability, kids do better in school. But it's nice to have a pride of ownership in your home and know that you have that tax deduction for being a responsible tax-paying homeowner.
And there's so many challenges. I mean, right now in our market down here, we hardly have any inventory. We've seen prices go up considerably. First-time buyers have a difficult time competing against professional investors. They have a hard time having access to financing. There's so many challenges that are already facing them being able to enter the real estate market that if this were to happen and now the mortgage interest deduction benefit goes away or is substantial, reduced. Well, at that point, as you said, you know, why do it? Why go through this? And I know that I keep a close eye on the foreclosures because, you know, short sales is what I do. And 25% of our mortgages are in default statewide. 40% of our mortgages are underwater. 300,000 foreclosure cases are in the court system right now. We're not out of this mess yet. So we have to be very careful in what happens going forward. So what, anything else that we should be focusing on, keep an eye on? I know that, you know, your finger's on the pulse of what's affecting our recovery right now. Is there anything else that we should be keeping an eye out as far as on a Florida level?
Well, you've hit so many correct statements on the foreclosure, short sale versus traditional and cash buyer market. We've got to keep this economic engine running, and real estate drives the economy. The foreclosure market is still growing. In January of 2013, statewide, we had 2,713 closed transactions that were foreclosed properties in January. This year, it's up 33% to 3,632 foreclosed properties that were closed on in January of 2014. We've seen that market grow 33% just in 1 year. Short sales, of course, are decreasing. You know, we're 46% down on short sales. So we're seeing the banks that would rather foreclose on properties than to offer a short sale. So we certainly don't need a hit with the mortgage interest deduction. We don't need an increase in flood insurance or property insurance. And we want to keep driving this economy with real estate. And it's slow, but it's steady and it's consistent. And we want to make it sustainable. So we need to definitely let our members of Congress know. And we're very excited in Florida that we have a positive motion with real estate, and really appreciate you and your show in bringing these issues up.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's my honor and privilege. And just in the 2 or 3 minutes we have left, you know, our show is listened to by a lot of real estate agents and also by consumers. And one of the things that I try to do is I think that it's borderline criminal when somebody loses their home to foreclosure. Now, I understand if you can't afford it, I understand, but consider a short sale. And for the short sale to work, we need an educated, motivated homeowner, and we need an educated, aggressive real estate component, because we need the two to connect with each other. You know, short sales are not easy, but they are preferable, infinitely preferable to losing your home to foreclosure. Foreclosures hurt the market on so many levels. They bring the property values down even further. The damage it does to the consumer and their ability to buy again in the future, maybe even their employment. So what I implore people to do is, if you're in that situation, seek out a knowledgeable real estate professional in your market to help you explore the options. We may not be able to help keep you in your property. We don't work miracles. But a short sale is a dignified exit to a very difficult situation. And in your market, I'm going to assume that your team is more than prepared to help people should they be in that situation. Am I correct?
Absolutely. There are realtors with designations that specialize in working with folks in distressed properties. I can tell you this, Tony, that the impact that the last 5 years of the economy have had on families in the state of Florida has been huge. And one issue, if I could close with this, is we've conducted a study, and there are over 45,364 families in the state of Florida that are considered homeless, whether they're living with relatives, couch surfing, out on the streets, living in temporary housing. They're considered homeless. That's 45,364 families that are homeless. A lot of them had jobs that they lost. They don't choose to be homeless, but they are. So I would highly encourage folks, if they're having trouble with their mortgages, to look into the short sale process, to consult the advice of realtors and attorneys, to go through that process. It's definitely worth it. We are raising the awareness, Florida realtors, this year in 2014, of the homelessness issue. We don't like seeing kids getting up going to school that are homeless, and there are thousands in the state of Florida. The median age of a child, a homeless person in Florida, is a child, and that's less than 10 years old. So we are raising awareness to try to decrease homelessness, and I think that that can happen if the short sale process is utilized more than it is.
Okay. Well, Sherry, just in closing, one more time, how can they reach you so you can point them in the right direction?
Sherry Meadows at kw.com, and that's Sherry with an I, or 352-369-4044 is my office number.
Wonderful. Well, Sherry, I can't thank you enough for your time and your contribution, and I hope that I can ask you to join us again sometime in the future as the need dictates. Can I count on you for that? I'm putting you on the spot, I know.
Absolutely. Fighting the good fight for us, Tony.
All right. Well, Sherry, thank you so very much, and I appreciate all your efforts. And folks, you just heard Sherry Meadows, who is the 2014 president of the Florida Association of Realtors. We are in great hands with her at the helm. You're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. We're going to take a brief timeout, and when we get back, I have a young man on the line that's going to teach you, whether you're a real estate agent or you're a consumer, how you can buy investment properties using an IRA. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, folks.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty Team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is the Real Estate Answer Man Show. Tony Martinez at the helm here. I am your Real Estate Answer Man. This show is heard every Tuesday live from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. We focus on all things real estate. And I got to tell you, folks, the guest we just had on, Sherry Meadows, incredible. She did a fantastic job of explaining two very critical issues. Before we bring on our next guest, I just want to kind of give you a reminder, if you're just joining us, next week I have another fantastic program on tap for you. It's called Home Staging for Profit. Now, if you're not familiar with home staging, that is the science, the art of putting together or staging, if you will, the furniture, the decorations in a home in such a way that the home becomes more appealing, that the home can sell more quickly, can sell for a higher amount. And we have the person that literally wrote the book on staging, Christine Ray. She wrote the book Home Staging for Dummies, and she has two other books coming up, and she will be our guest next week as I ask her to share all types of tricks and tips and strategies for the staging process. At the end of the month, I have reverse mortgage for purchase program. Yes, you can actually buy a home using a reverse mortgage if you're 62 and older, and you don't want to miss that program. So, folks, we're bringing it to you. We want you to be educated. We want you to be informed. And look, if you're in the South Florida market, I want your business. Sometimes people say, "Why do you do a radio show?" Well, besides the fact that I think I'm contributing to the greater cause, I own a real estate office. It's called Extreme Realty Team. We're here in Broward County, Florida. We service the Tri-County area, and we want to help you, whether it's renting, buying, selling, investing. As folks from all areas of the country are listening in, if you're a real estate agent, send us your referrals. We want to help you. We want to help you look good. So, Ryan, you're on the phone with us now, I presume. You're there?
I am, Tony. How you doing today?
Fantastic. Ryan, listen, you have a tough act to follow, but I know you can do it, buddy. You up for the task?
Yeah, following Sherry Meadows is not going to be easy, that's for sure.
She's awesome. She's absolutely awesome. So, look, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what are you doing here? Talk to me.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, you got my name. So, I'm Ryan Moore. I represent a company, New View IRA. And what we do is self-directed retirement accounts. We hold individual retirement accounts, hence the IRA, and we let clients, and I say let, that's key, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but we let clients invest in alternative assets, things like real estate. So in short, New View IRA allows clients to buy real estate. I actually joined the company. I was a realtor myself using this topic in the Orlando marketplace, was so enamored by it that actually pursued the CEO, Glenn Mather, and ended up working for the company. Now, it was a good fit for me because my background is in banking and financial services. So the blending of all of these different concepts, IRAs and real estate, was right up my alley.
Excellent, excellent. Listen, before we're done, I want to make sure that I mention an incredible testimonial that one of my agents gave today on you representing one of his customers. So look, what we're about to tackle is a topic that actually takes a lot more than 25 minutes to explain. In fact, we are actually bringing you into our training center. So for anybody in the South Florida area, you definitely want to be able to listen to Ryan explain this process from A to Z over a three-hour period of time. So I am going to mention that because that's coming up just next week. I believe it's on Thursday the 20th that you're coming down, or is it the 19th?
I've got you on my calendar for the 20th. And
okay. All right.
A bit of additional info as far as the class is concerned is it is a certified CE course for realtors, so they will get continuing education credit towards their license renewal.
That's fantastic. Okay, so we definitely want to, because we have a lot of real estate agents that listen to the show, and this is our renewal time. You know, a lot of people are going crazy around trying to get their credits in. So the class, besides being incredibly insightful and informative, you get 3 hours of credits as well. And I got a little bit of a bonus. I know the class is only a ridiculous $15 to go to, but for anybody listening to the show, I'm going to give them a code toward the very end that's going to save them an extra $5, so that way they can buy lunch. So in the time that we have, okay, this is a premise, a concept that a lot of people don't understand. They don't really understand that they actually have control or can have control over their IRAs. They're used to turning that over to somebody else. So you're saying that they can kind of take the bull by the horns and decide where to put their retirement money? And I'm sure you're going to say this. It's not, you don't advocate that they put their entire retirement into doing something like this, right?
Yeah, so I'll actually lay out the full disclaimer. How's that?
Do so,
I am
please.
Not a CPA, I'm not an attorney, and I'm not a financial advisor. We don't actually advise, endorse, or recommend any product or any asset class. What okay. we do is let the client decide. So clients want to invest in things like real estate. People like you wouldn't be in business if clients didn't want to invest in things like real estate. So it's something that folks want to do, and this kind of circles back to what I said earlier in that we let clients, and I know that sounds a kind of a unique way of hearing it maybe, but the fact of the matter is any company that holds IRAs, a custodian, is able to do this, but they may choose not to. Fidelity may choose not to hold real estate in an IRA. Doesn't mean that they can't, but it's not a part of their business model. This is our business. So we let clients hold anything that the IRS doesn't restrict, and that includes real estate. So to answer your question directly, you're right. We don't advocate all of your eggs in one basket, but to that point, we don't advocate anything. We advocate our clients making informed decisions.
Well, I mean, that sounded good. You have rehearsed that disclaimer, haven't you?
I teach a lot of educational courses, and I have to be very clear about that because we do disseminate education in this field, but we rely on advisors ourselves, and we ask our clients to rely on their advisors. Doing business with a company like ours doesn't negate your CPA attorney. We actually need to engage them in this process.
Absolutely. So you help facilitate because you're actually the term is custodian, right? You guys are the custodians.
Yeah, the correct function for what we do is administrator. So we actually do all the record keeping and bookkeeping for the IRA. The custodial component, we solve that as well. But at the end of the day, the IRA administrator is the one that's actually tabulating, you know, money coming in, money going out, moving the paperwork. The custodial relationship is a requirement that the IRS has for all IRAs. So you can call us what you like. Administrator is to get technical, that's what we are.
Okay. And what's so critical here is because you are dealing with retirement monies, and the whole concept behind an IRA is the deferred tax, or in the case of a Roth IRA, no tax at all. So you don't want to monkey with making it or losing your eligibility. So there is a process, there's a system that has to be followed. So let's start with point A. I want to go buy the house right now that I want to raise my kids in. Can I use my IRA to do that?
No, you cannot. The IRS gives us, in this world, two rules. It's not very difficult, just two rules. They tell us certain things that we cannot buy. We've already identified that real estate doesn't fall in that category, so we're good on rule number one. But rule number two is a list of disqualified persons. And these are people that are close to us with whom we are prohibited from doing business. And based on that list of disqualified persons, you would not be able to buy the home that you lived in.
Okay. So, and all right, so that's done. So let me see. All right. So go ahead and kind of walk us through what would typically happen in a transaction, and who does this apply to, and what the major benefit is, because I know we don't have a lot of time together, but I guess bottom line is there's probably trillions of dollars sitting on the sidelines right now of folks that are afraid to put into stocks. And I know the stock market has been doing well, but there are a lot of folks that got burned. It wasn't that long ago that people took a tremendous hit. So who is the typical consumer, and what is their motivation behind doing what we're discussing?
Well, a lot of them are just everybody that we meet. I mean, past clients that we've already done business with. There are so many people, as you mentioned, that are on the fence right now, and they may not be keen on the stock market. Now, yeah, it's high, but you could argue that it has more opportunity to go down as well. The real estate market, as you were discussing with Sherry, has recovered, but it's not fully recovered. We still have a lot of room that we can go. So a lot of people see real estate as a very appealing investment category, whether they're considering IRA money or not. So anybody that's interested in investment real estate is a potential client for the IRA buying investment real estate. And as a part of diversifying your portfolio, you know, any financial advisor would tell you shouldn't have all your eggs in one basket. I don't think that you should bring every nickel you have over to Newview IRA and exclusively buy real property. That may not be the most prudent decision. So what we do, this owning real estate in an IRA, should be a piece of a larger retirement puzzle where you are holding multiple asset classes, diversifying your portfolio, because the end result is having more money later. So as you identified, can I buy a house that I live in? No, it's not actually meant to benefit you today. It's meant to grow your retirement account in a tax-deferred way, or as you mentioned in the Roth, tax-free, so that you have more money later in retirement. So the typical client, I know that's kind of a broad answer, but there is no typical client. It's anybody with IRA money that's looking at investment property as a potential investment source. The why can be a little bit more. Go ahead.
No, what I was saying is that, you know, we got a break coming up in a couple of minutes, but for all the real estate agents that are tuning in to the show right now and they're going, okay, so, you know, someone may think, well, how does this involve me? I go, yeah, you are involved. You're helping them find that property. And so this is really, for all intents and purposes, a cash purchase. But you must come across a scenario where there's a lot of people that are not even familiar with this concept, and it kind of throws them off, right? When an agent's representing a buyer and they're placing an offer on a property, and the other end says, you can't do this, right?
Yeah, usually that's pretty easily solved when you send a proof of funds letter and tell them it's a cash purchase, as you identified. So cash is king, and it may take a little education, but most everybody's been on the other side of, let's say, a trust buying a piece of property. And for all intents and purposes, the IRA is a trust. And in this case, as you've already identified, it's generally a cash purchase. So accompanying that contract with a proof of funds usually handles most of the objections.
Okay. And so for folks listening in, so the offer is going to be in whose name? Because my understanding is you cannot commingle any of your personal monies with this transaction. It must all be coming from the IRA, correct?
Yes and no. For the purpose of the show, we're going to say yes. there are some. We could be on that topic for days if we'd so desired. For all intents and purposes, most of these purchases are, as you've identified, cash purchases. But there are opportunities for partnership. There are also opportunities for potential leverage, non-recourse financing to the IRA,
gotcha,
to actually leverage the purchase. So there are some other avenues that are very much worth exploring, but they do take a little bit more time.
Right.
So for this discussion, we will say that most of the purchases are, in fact, cash.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's take a brief break. And when we come back, mm-hmm, let's talk a little bit more about the financing angle. And in the time we have left, what are the first two or three things that someone that wants to do this needs to do? So, folks, you're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. Don't go away. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Tony Martinez here. This is the Real Estate Answer Man Show. So I have Ryan Moore on the phone, and we're talking about buying investment property using an IRA. So, Ryan, you still there with me?
I am.
Okay. So where we last left off, you know, yes, you can definitely leverage this. So for someone that says, well, yeah, I have some money in my IRA, but I don't have a ton. Yes, there are companies out there that can provide financing in these scenarios. And you're right, that is a pretty involved topic, but that's something that they can contact you and get more information on. By the way, how can they reach you personally? So they, in case they this is something that they want to do or they have more questions.
Absolutely. Well, we have multiple offices, but my South Florida office is the most convenient to your company. So we'll give that number. That's 954-332-2323. You can always ask for me, Ryan Moore, and I can answer these questions. You can also reach me by email at rmoore, M-O-O-R-E, at newviewira.com.
Okay, and that's new, N-U.
It is. We do a lot of things well. Spelling, unfortunately, isn't one of them.
Okay, good one. Okay, so I guess what I really meant to say is that they can't commingle their personal funds. In order to preserve the integrity of the IRA, they have to be real careful in terms of that the funding, they don't mix money that they have in their checking account or savings account with the IRA money. Is that correct?
For most, yes. And again, there's an opportunity to partner. And depending on which attorney you speak to and which day of the week you speak to them on, there are some that will make an argument for actually being able to partner. So your IRA purchasing a portion of the property, your personal money purchasing a portion of the property. But that can get very complicated because you, as we've already discussed, are prohibited from doing certain transactions with certain people, most importantly, yourself. You can't actually benefit from this transaction. So it's that discussion of benefit that would really determine whether or not you can, I don't want to use the word commingle, but partner with yourself on a transaction. If you're going to go down that route, you should absolutely seek counsel and get an attorney. Again, that's not advice I can provide. What I can say is that most of these deals are done all cash. Partnership is an option. Partnering with a disqualified party is something that you need to seek counsel on. But for most clients, they're not really looking to commingle. They've already got the money in the IRA, and they're looking for an option outside of public stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. So this represents a different asset class they didn't even realize that they had an opportunity to acquire. And you asked me earlier the why. The why is kind of a function of who the listener is. If you're thinking about investing yourself, well, the why may be because I don't like getting 1% in a CD. If you're a realtor, the why is, as you mentioned, because there's over $5 trillion in IRAs, and these represent cash buyers. So, you know, the why this topic is relevant is a function of who you are and what your interest levels are. But as a realtor myself, as somebody that has used this topic successfully in business, I can tell you it doesn't matter where you are in the equation. If you're in the business of making money on real estate, this is a topic you absolutely need to know more about.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, you know, the big guys, you know, because this is something that I know over the past 3 or 4 years, it's now becoming more commonplace and people are talking about it. But this is for like one of the best kept secrets in the financial world. And that's because the traditional IRA people, they don't want you to do this. Correct?
You know, I would actually argue it has nothing to do with whether or not they want you to do it. I would argue that they don't want to do it. And what I mean by that is it seems like semantics, but think about it. Think about the last 5 real estate transactions you closed, right?
Mm, yeah.
Were they all exactly the same?
Oh, yeah. The pain was the same, but the process.
But
yeah.
Just, you know, when we have a company like Fidelity, and I do not intend to pick on them, I apologize if that offends anybody, but everybody knows who Fidelity is. That's why I use their name. But a company like Fidelity, you know, to execute the purchase of shares of Coca-Cola can happen at in an instant at a known price that's known to everyone in this electronic marketplace. That is a consistent process that they can do every single day. It's repeatable, it's systematized, and it's generally automated. Real estate isn't that way. They'd have to hire an entire team of people dedicated to just this real estate arm, and they need a lot more manpower to close a real estate transaction than they would to click a button and purchase shares of Coca-Cola. So companies like ours are built around this concept to hold real estate. So they choose not to hold it. Again, we let clients hold it. This is what our business model is. And on the flip side of that, we don't hold the shares of Coca-Cola. That's not our business. You should have a brokerage relationship if you want public securities. We exist to hold those non-public alternative assets.
Okay. Well said. Well said. And so we don't have a lot of time left, but I kind of always like to talk about things you can't do. So we mentioned that, you know, you can't use it to buy a transaction. Can kind of involves you, but doesn't the rules also say, for example, because people say, can I buy my neighbor's house? And I say, well, yeah, you can buy your neighbor's house, but don't you dare park your car in that driveway. Isn't that something as small as that could potentially negate or, you know, disqualify the IRA?
When we're talking about prohibited transactions and specifically disqualified persons, we've already identified that we're disqualified. So we can't buy the property we live in. We can't vacation in that property. That's a question I get all the time. Can I buy a second home and stay there 2 weeks out of the year? It's only 2 weeks. No, not 1 minute of one day when the IRA owns it. So the question of the car kind of falls into that scenario. And the definition of doing business, I think, is where we can lend some clarity here. It's buy, sell, lease, furnish goods and services to, or benefit from the transaction. So if you're benefiting from parking your car on your IRA-owned property, that could be considered a prohibited transaction. So we need to be at an arm's length with all of these transactions. When it's people very close to us, well, they're expressly disqualified. But when we do business with, let's say, a friend, they may not be expressly disqualified, but that transaction may still be prohibited if we're benefiting from it. If that friend is slipping me some money under the table or letting me stay there every so often, that is not what the intent of the IRA-owned real estate is for. And this may seem like an absurd example, but if you buy shares of Apple with your Fidelity IRA, you don't walk into an Apple store and get an iPad because you're an owner. We don't get to interact with our shares that way. We shouldn't interact with our real property that way either. This is an investment held by a retirement account for our benefit when we take it out in retirement.
No, I mean, well said. I mean, listen, we're based in Florida, and you know, one of my feelings has been that in Florida, especially South Florida, laws are only suggestions. So, you know, I kind of, you know, bring this stuff up because you must spend a good part of your class answering all the things that people say, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I do this? Because everybody's trying to work an angle, you know? And listen, there's people you mess with and there's people you don't mess with. And you don't mess with the IRS, you know? You just don't. Or is it just me?
I couldn't agree more. And the penalties can be severe. So, you know, the IRS, I think they realize they don't catch everyone. So the ones that they do catch, they make an example of them. And you're absolutely right. It's not a group that you want to mess with. But the great thing is there's no reason to. I kind of have a little rule. If but wait or but what if comes up more than twice in a conversation, I try and end that conversation. Because the fact of the matter is if you're looking for a way to get around the rules, you're headed in the wrong direction. There's so much opportunity. And then when we're talking investment property, I own investment property. I didn't buy it from somebody that I knew. I don't lease it to somebody that I know. These were all unrelated third parties that I did business with. There's nothing wrong with that transaction inside my IRA. It's only when we are trying to find some way to personally benefit today that we find ourselves in the potential of getting in trouble.
Okay. All right, Ryan. So here's the deal. I'm almost out of time. I got about a minute left. So here's the thing, folks. You're listening in. You're in South Florida. You want to attend a class. Here's what's coming up. On Thursday, March 20th, here in Broward, we have a three-hour class, and it's going to feature Ryan himself. And I'm getting the message here. I got 1 minute, so I gotta speak quickly. The cost is only $15. Here's where you go to sign up. You go to www.extreme with an X. T-R-E-M-E, Extreme Training Calendar, Training Calendar. And I want you to use discount code radio. Discount code radio will save you $5 and the class will only cost you 10. If you are confused by this, then call this number, 954-385-3251, 954-385-3251. I got about 15 seconds left. Ryan, what is the phone number that can reach you at again?
954-332-2323.
Okay, Ryan, I'm out of time. Folks, you've been listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. Tune in next week as we give you more great information. So we're looking at Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so very much, Ryan. You rock. We'll see you down here next week. Take care, folks. Talk to you next week. Tune into the Real Estate Answer Man Show next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And remember, for all your real estate needs, call the Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290.